Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. Today I have a special treat for you. Today we're going to be talking about the different colas that exist in Poland. And I have to say that in all my years of living here, Coca-Cola is number one. Coca-Cola reigns supreme in this nation, and for good reason. We're going to be talking about exactly why in just a moment. And I just want to point out to begin with, look at the variety of colas that you can buy. Look at the variety of Coca-Cola you can buy. You have the large 2.25 liter cola bottle all the way down to a 200 milliliter. So if you just want a little bit of Coke, that's the way to go. And that's the cutest little can in the world. But if you want the best taste of cola, you have to go the old-fashioned glass bottle method right here. You can still buy these. Excellent. Sometimes you have to bring the bottles back to the store. They make you pay a bit of a deposit, but that is the way to go. But we're also going to be taste testing a lot of other colas that compete with Coca-Cola, and they compete pretty well with Coca-Cola. We've got them all here on the table, and in just a moment, we'll be going one by one, and I'll be telling you my impression of that Coke compared to the king, Coca-Cola. If you love Coca-Cola the way that I love Coca-Cola, Polish Coke is going to make you very, very satisfied. It is just great stuff. You know, back in America, I drank Coke and Dr. Pepper very often, and my best Coca-Cola came from McDonald's. I don't know what McDonald's does in America to make their Coke so delicious, but that fountain-style cola is just amazing. I still love that, and I thought American Coke was awesome until I went to Mexico the first time in 1990 and tried Mexican Coke. And for years and years, I thought that Mexican Coke was the best. Until 1999, when I came to Poland the first time and tried Polish Cola. I was at a loss for words. I drank Polish Cola every day. I drank it in the morning. And I know it's unhealthy. Please don't write in the comment section about how unhealthy cola is. I know it causes diabetes. I know it makes you fat. And I know it's basically just destroys your teeth. I'm aware of all that. We're all entitled to our vices. Everybody struggles with something. Mine just happens to be cola. So let's just leave it there. No comments in the comment section about unhealthy, please. In Poland, Coca-Cola is a symbol of America. It's a must-have at every party. Rarely do I see Pepsi or any other cheaper competitor. You must know that although Coke costs pretty much the same as it does in America, for the average Pole, it can be quite expensive. Given that the typical salary here is 3 to 4 times less than it is in America, buying a 2-liter bottle of Coke here would be like paying $4 or $5 for a 2-liter back in America. So today, let's do this taste test. Let's see what these other colas taste like in comparison to Polish Coca-Cola. And before we get started, I have to say that the whole inspiration for me making this video today comes from this old bottle right here. Let me tell you the story of this old bottle because it's really special to me and hopefully it'll be interesting to you. This bottle is most likely from the early 80s when Poland was still in the thick of communism. I found this bottle while walking down the train tracks near my home. There was an area of track they were repairing and they unearthed this old relic. During communism, Coke wasn't available on every street corner the way it is today. My friends tell me that to have real Coca-Cola in the house was something fantastic to present to their guests. So let's begin the taste test today with the real Coca-Cola brand, and we're going to drink Coca-Cola from the bottle, ice cold, right out of the refrigerator, the way I love it, right here. Just pop off the top, okay, and give it a taste. I think the first thing that hits you with real Polish Coca-Cola is that it's super sweet. It's much sweeter than it is back in the USA. And if you didn't know this, American cola since 1985 doesn't use sugar anymore. American cola uses high fructose corn syrup. And for me, it really changes the flavor. Polish Coca-Cola still uses 100% sugar to sweeten their beverage. So it really does make a difference. You can taste cinnamon. You're hit with a bit of an aftertaste of vanilla. It's just good. Everything's in balance with Polish Coca-Cola. It's hard to explain exactly why it's so good. I think it's the perfect balance between the cinnamon, the vanilla, and the sweetness that just makes it amazing. It is very, very refreshing. So that is Coca-Cola. The second best cola in Poland is Pepsi Cola. They are in the second position in terms of sales in Poland. We all know Pepsi. Let's talk a little bit about Pepsi today. Pepsi has a big presence in Poland and they advertise heavily. They're really good with the advertising, especially promoting big world football or soccer stars. And fortunately, it does use real sugar just like Coca-Cola. With that said though, it's still not Coca-Cola. So let's give Pepsi a taste today and see how that tastes. I think the first thing with Pepsi, it doesn't knock you out with the fizziness that Coca-Cola has. You have a sensation of it being really super sweet, and you can detect a little bit of that cinnamon and vanilla, but not quite as much as you would with Coca-Cola. I'm not a Pepsi fan. And the aftertaste kind of gives me a scratchiness in my throat. I don't know why. Every time I go back to Pepsi and try it from time to time, I have that same weird scratchiness in the back of my throat. I just don't like Pepsi as much as I do Coca-Cola. But Polish Pepsi is good. It's got real sugar. It's got a refreshingness to it, but just not as much as Coca-Cola. The third type of cola we're going to taste test today is called Hope Cola. It's got some of the similar colorings as Coca-Cola. Let's talk more about Hope Cola. Hope Cola is a Czech-Slovenian company, and Poles pronounce it Hope, but I suppose in English we'd say Hoop. It is number 3 on the ranking of cola, and I'll be honest with you, I have never ever tried Hope over the years. But Hope does a good job with their advertising and pricing. A 2-liter bottle of Hope is about 30 to 40% cheaper than Coca-Cola or Pepsi. What's interesting though is that it says it's made with sugar and or high fructose corn syrup. I'm not liking that so far. But as I mentioned just a second ago, Hope does a great job at advertising, and I'll always associate this cola with one of my favorite commercials. I'm going to show you right now a little bit of a clip of this commercial, kind of tied to the mafia theme of New York City. Take a look at this one.
Hope.
I'm in your love, I'm in love.
Not the hop.
You know, hope, like hop in the car, hop in, you're dead. Really, really funny. Good commercial, and it sticks in your mind, and you kind of always remember that particular commercial with this drink. So let's take a taste test of Hope Cola today. Let's see what this tastes like. Hope Cola. A lot of my friends tell me that Hope Cola, this is the first time I'm tasting it right now, is somewhere between Pepsi and Coca-Cola. It's not bad. It's very, very smooth, very sweet, but it doesn't have that punch of carbonation that I like with Coca-Cola. It's closer to Pepsi, I would say, to be totally honest with you. You do detect a little bit of that cola vanilla, cola cinnamon taste, but just not quite the same as Coca-Cola. It's number 3 for a reason. I think it's in the right position. In terms of taste, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Hope Cola is a good number 3. The fourth type of cola we're going to taste test today is called Schweppes Cola. Schweppes. This is one that I didn't know existed until just last year. Schweppes Cola? I found out that Schweppes Cola was once popular in Australia for many years. I haven't seen this cola anywhere in the USA. It does use real sugar, so there's a good start. Let's see if this cola, in my opinion, stands a chance of being successful in Poland over the long term. Schweppes. You know, the first thing that I see on this bottle, it's written here, Witrawne, which means dry. They advertise their cola as being a dry taste, and that is exactly what you get. It is a dry cola. I hate dry any beverage. Dry wines, dry beers, dry anything, it's just not for me. It tastes flat. It tastes dry and flat. It's not sweet enough. It's not good. Schweppes Cola is not good. I do not recommend this cola. It's missing a lot. It feels like it's been open, sitting out for several hours, just flat, dry. Not good. Not good. Sorry, Schweppes. It's not going to work in Poland. In my opinion, over the years, Schweppes has no chance against the top 3 here. The fifth cola we're going to taste test today is a Polish brand, an authentic, real Polish cola called Zbyszko Cola. The Zbyszko company is famous for Polo Kakta, which was introduced during the 1970s. Polo Kakta was the quintessential cola of choice during the years of communism in Poland when Coca-Cola was hard to buy. It's considerably cheaper than its competitors. I found out recently that Zbyszko rebranded its main drinks under one name, Zbyszko 3. This is another cola that I have always been curious about, so here we go with a taste test. Big time fizziness. I think it can compete with Coca-Cola with fizziness. Excellent sugary flavor. It's 100% sugar. Check that. It's got the vanilla and cinnamon definitely in there too. And there's another element I can't quite put my finger on, but Zbyszko is great. I think if you got it right out of the refrigerator and drank it after, you know, some sport event or something, this would hit the spot. I'm going to drink the rest of this. This is delicious. Yes. Zbyszko Cola for me, it's official. Cola, Pepsi, in third place Zbyszko, overtaking Hope. In Poland, like most countries in the world, there are big dominant supermarkets that produce their own versions of cola. Tesco, Auchan, Real, Biedronka, Lidl, they all have a version. But I truly enjoy shopping at a store called Lidl. Lidl has really impressive products and I've walked by their cola shelves countless times. Therefore, it is high time today to try them out. So here we go with today's final brand, and it's called Freeway Cola. Freeway. Okay. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that Freeway tastes a lot like Hope Cola. Everything I said about Hope Cola, I can say about Freeway. It's not bad. It doesn't have the carbonation. The flavors are kind of indistinct. I can't really identify any particular flavor. It kind of tastes like one just kind of jumbled mess of flavors together. It's not terrible, but it tastes a little bit like a supermarket cola, to be totally honest. Sorry, Lidl, that is the way it is. Everything else you sell, though, is amazing. Yeah, Freeway Cola, supermarket style. But not bad, not bad. Very affordable, cheap to buy, much cheaper than Coca-Cola. Well, if there's one thing we've learned today from this taste test, it is this. Coca-Cola's secret recipe is still very much a secret. Their competition is not too bad, but I have to say, it's just not Coca-Cola. If you want to save a little bit of money and try something different, this is the way to go. But here in Poland, for me, there's only one way, and that is the real Coca-Cola. It's unhealthy. I know it's unhealthy. Again, please don't write any comments about how unhealthy cola is. I'm aware of that. But from time to time, I just have to have it. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm really glad. If you did and you're not a subscriber, go ahead and click that button to become a subscriber. A lot more episodes on the way. I've got so much to share with you from my 18 years of living in this fabulous country. So please stay tuned. Thank you for watching.